out of the ordinary, right? Get an email from Andy Mossack the other day. Now, nothing strange there. He emails us all the time, of course. How do you think we arrange this on your BBC? So it comes back and forth, and Andy says, how do you fancy having me on? There's a little something happening. So no clues to try and track him down. And I'm not even technically, he's not been on a plane to go this place. He didn't have to grab his passport and head to the skies. However, even without the clues, it's a thrill to have him on. Our man in various places in this world. And I believe, Mr. Andy Mossack, we can say good evening to you. We're in a pub in Windsor.
A warm welcome from Windsor High Street, indeed. Yeah, in a pub. I'm actually in the garden of a pub, which is currently about to close, but they kept it open just so I could have a chat with you because it's light here, and I can see what I'm doing. We've had a rather extraordinary day today, Russ.
What is it, Andy? What's going on, man?
Well, today is the official first day of the Platinum Jubilee celebrations. So I was invited, along with four other journalist colleagues, to get on a boat, a cruiser, from Le Boat base in Chertsey, poodle along the Thames after a little bit of lunch on the boat, as you do.
Yeah.
And then on a lock, couple of locks, navigated all that all right because self-drive. And we end up moored outside Windsor Castle, just by the bridge. And we go and have a tour inside Windsor Castle. No one there except us going around inside. Never done it before, I must be honest. Never been here. And so we went into the St. George's Chapel, and then we went to the, the state rooms, the state apartments. Walked around there. Brilliant. Beautiful, beautiful. And then straight here, there's a massive arena been built inside Windsor Great Park for the cavalry. And they do this beautiful show called the Gallop Through History at Windsor Castle. And there's 1,000 performers, 500 horses, actors, artists, musicians, the whole bit. 2-hour show. It's been brilliant. Just literally finished. And so I came out of there just now to hook up with you.
What a day, right? What a day out you've had. So you've been around like the actual state apartments at Windsor, and you've been led around, and then you watched it. There's a big old show. There's the arena. There's a show, and now you're in a pub.
Yeah, brilliant.
This is a pinch yourself. Now, how did you wangle this invite, Andy?
Well, I know people. You know that's true, but. It's the PR who I know very well. And she said, look, two nights on the boat, because we're going to go back to the boat tonight, sleep on that, get up tomorrow, probably have breakfast. We're going to go down to Runnymede, which I've never been to either, and have a guided tour around Runnymede, and then have another night on the boat and then sort of cruise back Saturday morning. I mean, what a life.
It's extraordinary, really. That is,
isn't it?
Of all the things you get to do, Andy, it never ceases to amaze me. There's always something, and I sit there and think,
something.
So, hang on. Describe the boat to us, then. So, like, what is it? Is it a standard barge, or is it something a little better?
No. It's silly. It's a very, very nice. It's called a Horizon Cruiser. And it's got four bedrooms, four cabins, a very nice lounge. It's got a beautiful sun deck on the top. And we've got two of them, we've got three of us in one and four of us in another, in the one behind. And the boat do really nice luxury cruises down the Thames. So we've just bashed on one of these. And then, navigating locks. I used to do that with my parents. Used to take us out on the river, occasionally.
Yeah.
Used to hire a boat. And my dad used to put on his captain's cap, you know, as a kid, you know, I loved it, you know, jumping up, you know, pulling the rope along the locks and all that kind of stuff. So it all came back to me. And of course I said, yeah, we've got to do all the right things, you know, put the rope underneath the rails, don't put it over the top. So it's been such a fun time. Yeah. I love these pageants, you know. I mean, we do pageantry so well.
Well, do you know what? It's worth saying because pageantry. Yeah, because in your many, many travels that we've shared them with you because you've talked to us while you were there at lots of these places. I remember there was it in Spain? I think it was in Spain. It may have been in Italy, but you know, a huge outdoor festival and there's 300 horses on parade and there's all of these massive events and sometimes you can kind of overlook that we do them ourselves on this one. So having a look around Windsor and you've seen all this, were they talking about other plans there? Because this is the official start of the Jubilee celebrations and festivals.
Well, today, indeed. And you can imagine, Windsor is the sort of the beating heart of the whole Jubilee celebrations. I know it's a nationwide event, but Windsor itself is bedecked with Union Jacks. Are we allowed to still say that?
It's the Union flag, isn't it? If it's the Union flag, if it's on land, if it's on sea, so if it's on your boat, it could be the Union Jack.
it's bedecked with flags everywhere. There's parades going through the town. There's a picnic on. I don't know if you know Windsor. Or Windsor Castle, where they've got this amazing long road called the Long Walk.
Yes.
It's 3 miles long, coming from the castle back down through Windsor Great Park. Well, they've got on Sunday, they've got a picnic, which is going to be a mile-long table. And it's open to the public. You have to book it in advance, and it's free. So it's a lunch, presumably put on through the Crown Estate. And everyone's going to just have a good time on Sunday. There's going to be all kinds of events running through the town over the next month, really. And this show goes on every night for the next 4 weeks. It's fascinating, fabulous. And, I've never seen a town come alive like this. And I do believe Her Majesty is in residence in Windsor because we saw the two corgis being exercised on the lawns.
I was going to say, the stranger things have happened. I mean, you could be just, striding around, looking at the paintings and going, look at this, what a magnificent staircase this is. What a staircase. Yeah. Oh, hello, Your Majesty. Stranger things have happened.
Strangers. Sadly, yes, we didn't see herself, no, but the corgis will do for me. Just walking in there, the lawns have been manicured to an inch of their lives.
One could imagine. One could imagine.
It's brilliant.
Awesome. Nice trip out. A little something different to end a week on, isn't it, Andy, really?
I know. And the guys I'm with, they do like a drink. So I think we'll be going back tonight and sharing a few bevvies together on board La Mer, au bord de la mer. Who knows, I might even don the captain's cap tomorrow.
Excellent. I expect to see you again soon with a knighthood, to be honest, Andy. That's what I'm expecting.
Thank you very much, Russ.
At least, nice to catch up with you.
Yes, it'll be Sir Andy from now on.
Oh, wow. Brilliant stuff, Sir Andy. Good to talk to you, Mr. Andy Mossack. He'll be back with us. Just apropos, he's down there in Windsor having a look about, as you do. Going around the castle. He's on a posh boat. I know what you're thinking to yourself. No, we don't pay him. This is what he does for a living, right, for himself. Why didn't I say this at Careers Day in school? I could do stuff like that. So, yes, it's started today, so events all over the country. But a mile-long picnic table sounds like my kind of deal. More from Andy in a couple of weeks' time. Half hour of power's coming up. Your late show on The Beeb. Beep, beep, see.